Marriage Line. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of two newlyweds, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Prunella Scales as his wife, Kate.
You know, when you're just getting married and you're standing up there and the old vicar's going on about all the things ahead of you, it seems that life's going to be fuller than it's ever been, doesn't it? But in actual fact, you know, there's a good deal less of a lot of things. Well, some of this is fine. I mean, you spend less on phone calls, for instance. I mean, she's almost there now. And a lot less on drinks to get her in the right mood. And, of course, flowers the next day to apologize. But something else there's less of is old friends. Well, men friends, of course. I mean, good Lord, I hope you didn't think I meant to... But, you know, the old crowd you used to knock around with, who threw all those parties when you got engaged and stopped you leaving the country the night before you got married. Well, you don't notice it at first, that they're not around anymore. Well, not at first, but after a couple of days back at the office, it was sort of borne in on me that marriage was already beginning to work one of its subtle changes.
Morning, George.
Morning, John.
You're in on the dot.
What do you mean?
When Harry got married, he was at least half an hour late here the first 2 weeks. And the third week, he managed to get in on time, but he still didn't start work for half an hour.
Well, why?
He was on the phone to his wife, whispering sweet nothings.
Well, and then he just left her?
Honestly. He was ringing her again yesterday, that's what reminded me.
Well, there you are, then. He's been married 2 years.
Yes, but this time he was trying to explain where he'd been all night. Oh, talking of that, we're planning a little jaunt this evening. You know, me and Miles and some of the old lot, starting off at the King's Head.
No thanks, John.
Early days for absenteeism, is it?
Yes, sir. It is a bit.
Okay, see you.
Yeah, right.
Oh, morning, Ozzy.
Oh, hello, John.
Oh, morning, Ozzy.
Morning, George. You are punctual.
Blimey, this is almost like clocking in.
Well, I remember when Harry got married.
Yeah, but we're not all the same, are we?
Oh, no. Harry's not even the same as then.
Yeah, I know.
In those days, it was all my little Mary this and my Mary that. Do you know what he tells people now?
No, and quite frankly,
you've got to fly your flag early, he says, or you'll find the little woman's chopped down your mast.
Yes, very amusing, yes. Well, I really must get on, Ozzy.
Yes, so must I. Oh, I'm organising a charabanc to Brands Hatch 2 weeks Sunday. You came once before, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes. You won't want a ticket this year, though?
No.
No? Oh, well, I'll round up the others.
Yeah, right, you do that. Now, excuse me, old man, I've got a call to make.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to natter on.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, Leonard, we're organising another trip to Brands Hatch. This motor racing, you know, 2 weeks Sunday. Can I put your name down?
Hello?
Hello, darling.
George?
Yeah. How are you, darling?
Fine, thank you. I haven't really had time to get ill.
What? I just thought I'd ring. I was sitting here thinking about you, and I just thought I'd...
Ring?
Yes. And say thanks for the wonderful breakfast. I don't suppose... I don't suppose many husbands go to work on fried bread as well as an egg. What are you doing?
When you rang, I was up to my elbows in washing up water.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
That's all right.
Sure?
So silly.
Oh, good. Well, what are you going to do when you've washed up?
What? Well, the dusting, I expect.
Oh, but you dusted yesterday.
I know.
Now, don't you overdo it now, darling. No, look, listen, I'd rather have a bit of dust about the place than you knocking yourself out.
I promise I'll sit down if I come over faint, George.
What? Oh, yes, well, you do that, darling. Well, I'll see you tonight, then. What would you like to do?
I don't mind.
Well, you decide. How about the pictures?
Yes.
Well, you won't be too tired?
I don't think so.
Right, well, you see if there's anything good on.
All right, George.
And we'll hold hands in the back row, eh? I'll see you tonight, then, darling. Look, if you want me, you know, give me a ring. I'll be here.
And I'll be here.
What? Oh, yes, well. Bye-bye, darling.
Your marriage still holding together, then?
Yeah. Oh, hello, Miles.
If you won't give me a ring.
Yeah, now, you've no right to listen.
No, yes, I have. I gave you away.
I mean, I was your best man. I have a vested interest. That's all right. I didn't hear that much. Nothing to rush into print about.
Yeah, all right, Martha. What did you want?
No, I just wondered what you had for breakfast this morning.
What?
Well, you've given me the menu every morning since you came back to work.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, honestly, no, man. I mean, I'm not carping. I took it absolutely in the spirit in which it was given.
What was that?
Blow you, Jack. When did you last have an omelette?
Well, when did you?
A while back, I must confess.
And this morning?
What did I have for breakfast?
Yes.
A grapefruit, kipper, toast, marmalade, and coffee. And the grapefruit had a cherry in the middle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, 4 and 3 at the cap on the corner.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, if you think that's better than having breakfast in your own home with your own wife.
No, I had mine in female company, too. They're very pretty. I gave her my cherry. She started to chat.
Yes, well, I mean, if that's the sort of life you want to live, Miles, I mean...
You wanted to live once, old man.
How do you mean?
John just told me.
What, about your pub crawl?
You can't make it.
Well, no, I'm fixed, thanks.
You're under orders already?
What do you mean, under orders? We're going out.
No, oh, are you? I'm sorry. I got the idea from John. You were sort of going to hold hands in front of Perry Mason.
No.
Well, even so, it's a pity. I always remember you saying at your stag party, you know, your last night of freedom.
I didn't call that my last night of freedom.
No, don't you?
No.
No, you did at your stag party.
But, Miles, I don't remember everything that happened.
No, well, thank heaven for that. Well, you said the old crowd would always be an important thing in your life.
Well, they are.
Well, I'm one of them. John's another.
Well, what about it?
Well, nothing. It's just that we said we'd always feel the same about you. That's why we asked you tonight.
Well, yeah, yes, yes. Well, it's very kind of you, Miles, but...
I know. You're under orders.
I'm going out.
No, that's right. I'm sorry. Well, we'll bring you back a picture.
Oh, thanks. What picture?
No, like the one of all of us drinking. You used to keep it in your wallet.
Oh, that pub in the East End?
Yeah, by the river.
Well, that was quite a night, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, my word. Well, will you be going to the other place?
In the city?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I expect so. Old David's got a new car now. You know, distance, no object.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, you do mean the pub with the three-piece band.
Yeah, and a girl singing.
Where you got up and did a duet.
Did I?
Well, don't you remember?
Oh, yes!
You brought the house down.
Yes.
Ah, she was a gorgeous piece.
Oh, she certainly was. I mean...
Yeah, that's why it's a pity you can't come with us. We all thought the pub would probably offer you a contract.
Yeah. You're all going, then?
Yeah, all the old crowd. Yeah, we fixed it up last night in the King's Head. Everybody hoped you might drop in so we could twist your arm.
Yes, well, I mean, I did think about it, but Kate wasn't keen.
Ah, yes, yes. Yes, I've noticed that about women. Before you've hooked them, they love the pub. You can't drag them back to your flat for love or money. After those wedding bells, they only go in a pub if they're thirsty. What do? Keep a crate at home?
No, I don't. I didn't have a drink last night.
Well, not one.
Oh, I had some coffee, you know.
Coffee? Yeah, really living it up, aren't you? A little bit of sherry next.
Yeah, all right, Mother. Just tell the boys I'm sorry I can't make it.
Yes, okay. If you change your mind, we're meeting up in the King's Head.
We're going out?
All right, we could still all have a drink in the King's Head, and then we could give you both a lift to the party. Where is it?
It's all right.
Well, don't be an idiot. The boys would love to see you. And Kate, where's the party?
Well, I didn't say we were going to a party.
Well, you said you were going out.
To the pictures.
The pictures? You're going to sit there all night with a drink on a stick.
Look, I promised to take Kate.
Well, you can go to the pictures any night. We only have these East End do's once in a blue moon.
Yeah, I know, but I promised.
Hold your hands out. What? Wrists together. Now shake them.
What for?
I wanted to hear your chains rattling. Haven't you heard what Harry says? You've got to fly your flag early or you suddenly find they've chopped down your mast.
Look, Miles, I like going out with Kate. Is that all right with you?
I'll tell the boys.
Tell them what?
That marriage has turned you into a sort of prince of darkness. We'll see you when she lets you off the hook, eh?
Look, I told you, I want to go to the picture.
Fine, fine, fine. We'll think of you.
Chains rattling. Ruddy cheek. Blimey, I'll show him if I'm in chains or not. He's got a nerve. Thinks I'm on the hook, does he? Right, I'll show him for a start.
Frobisher 2029.
Oh, hello, darling. What are you doing?
I'm washing up, George. And if you make many more calls, I'll still be washing up when you get home.
Yeah, well, sorry, darling. I won't keep you a moment. I just wanted to speak to you about this evening.
Oh, yes. When I do the shopping, I'll buy a local paper and find out what's on.
Well, Kate...
Something romantic, do you think?
Well, yes, but...
The sort where the notices say don't forget to take your handkerchief.
Yeah, yes, well, I mean, if that's what you'd like to do...
It'll probably start about 7:30. You'll be home soon after 6, so we won't have to rush supper.
No, that's fine, darling, because on the way there, I thought we might look in at the King's Head for a quick one.
Oh.
What?
Well, I thought if it was a nice evening, we could stroll across the park.
Did you?
Yes.
Yes, well, we could. It's a bit of a trek.
Well, it's much more sensible than drinking beer. You know what you're like.
Now, look, what's one pint going to do to me?
George, the last film we went to, you went crashing out along the road 3 times.
Well, all right, we'll sit on the aisle. We could have a cold snack with our beer. That'll save you...
No, I'm making a steak and kidney pie tonight.
Oh, are you?
You've never tasted my pastry, have you?
No. Well, it sounds lovely, darling. Just as long as it doesn't make me too sleepy for the pictures. You know how a heavy meal,
well,
you know...
Well, walk across the park will wake you up.
Yes. Yes, all right then, darling. I'll see you later. Hello, darling.
Oh, good Lord. What's all this smoke?
George?
What's happened?
Don't I get a kiss?
Not if we're burning to the ground.
The pie crust caught a bit, that's all.
Good heavens, we can't eat that.
Well, of course we can. I'll cut off the burnt bit. There's a lovely pie underneath.
It isn't a pie if it hasn't got a top. It's a stew.
Well, there isn't time to do another crust.
Yeah, all right. Well, this smoke... Open a tin, we can have it tomorrow.
You do another crust tomorrow, and tonight we can have a snack in the King's Head on the way
to... No, Mum's asked us round tomorrow.
What?
To dinner. She rang just now, that's when the pie caught.
And you accepted?
Well, of course.
I wasn't asked.
Of course you were, she wouldn't ask me without you.
I mean, I wasn't consulted.
Well, I knew you weren't doing anything.
Well, I might have been. I might have fixed something up during the day.
Did you?
No.
Oh, good. Now, come along. The pie's getting cold.
I thought we were going to have a snack in the kitchen.
No, darling, we've got to eat the pie tonight. We're going to Mum's tomorrow. We'll be having a roast on Sunday, and it won't keep till Monday. Now, you have a quick wash while I scrape the crust. The pictures start at 7:30, and if you want to walk across the park...
I'm not under orders, you know.
George, don't shake your fists at me.
I mean, look, there aren't any... no chains rattling, either.
George!
You're not going to chop down my mast.
Where did you get these ridiculous expressions from, Miles?
Yes, no. Ah, there you are. That proves it. You think of me as a puppet. You pull the strings and Miles does the voices.
Well, if I only knew what you wanted.
I do know what I want. I want to do what I want.
All right, what do you want?
What?
What would you like to do?
Well, I think nothing specific. I just don't want to be under orders. I want to make the occasional decision.
Well, you did. You suggested the pictures.
What?
Yes, when you rang up to find out how far I'd got with the washing up. So I imagined you wanted to go. I'm sorry if that was stupid of me.
No, I'm so sorry.
I thought of a film.
Yes,
and I checked on the time.
Kate, now...
You suggested it. I wasn't making the decision.
I know, darling. I'm so sorry. I've forgotten I suggested it. I'm so sorry, darling. Give us a kiss. Well, that's fine. So what are we going to see?
Oh, I don't feel like it now.
What do you mean?
I've gone off it, that's all this fuss.
But, darling, I said I'm sorry.
No, the pie's cold now. I'll have to heat it up again. That won't leave us time to walk across the park.
Okay, it's only 6:30, darling. There's still public transport.
Well, I was looking forward to the walk as much as the pictures.
Were you?
Yes, I was. I can remember the time when you used to like walking, too. And not just across the park, anywhere. Hour after hour, hand in hand. He used to deliberately leave something behind at a party so we'd have to go back for it and miss the last bus.
Did I really?
Yes. Of course, that was a long time ago. I don't suppose it's the same when you get married.
Of course it is, darling. I think it's a lovely idea.
Do you really?
Of course I do. I'll tell you what, we'll go for a walk instead of the cinema.
Oh, thank you, darling. I didn't really want to go to the pictures.
Neither did I. That more like it?
Oh, yes. Who wants people?
Hmm?
It's going to be just the two of us again, like last night. Mum wanted us to go there tonight, but I said no, make it tomorrow. I like it much better when it's just the two of us, don't you, darling?
She asked us there tonight.
Yes, what's the matter?
I'd just like to get something straight.
Oh, George, you're so funny tonight.
Now, as the one who makes the decisions, remember, I can do what I want, so please, darling, now. If you don't mind, I just want to think for a moment. Now, I suggested the pictures, right? But you didn't want to go, so we're not going.
I did want to go.
Now, you didn't really want to, your own words, and we're not going. So we're doing what you wanted.
Well, it's just the way things turned out.
Yes, well, look, let's put it this way, shall we? Look, if I hadn't suggested the pictures, we'd have gone to your mother's. But I did suggest the pictures, so presumably I wanted to go. But we're not going to the pictures, which is what you wanted.
Darling.
Now, because I suggested the pictures, which I wanted, but you didn't, we're going to your mother's tomorrow, which you wanted, but I didn't.
Listen.
We are not going to the King's Head, which I wanted.
The King's Head? You wanted to go to the pictures.
We're not going there either. But I'll tell you what we are doing, Kate. We're eating in, which I didn't want. We're walking across the park, which I didn't want. And we're going to your mother's tomorrow, which I not only didn't want, but I can't bear the thought of. Do you mind? Well, I tell you what, we've only been married 3 weeks, Kate, and you're not taking a swing at my mast. I refuse to be under orders. You've got to let me off the hook.
All right.
What do you want your Mac for?
But I'm certainly not staying here listening to someone talking a foreign language. So I'm going to the pictures, which I didn't want, but I wanted because you did want.
Yeah, but I mean, what about the pie?
It's a stew. But if you want a pie, and of course if you want it, you must have it. Here's the flour. Here's the milk. Here's the butter. And the crust's done when the kitchen fills with smoke.
All right. She needn't think I'm going to hang around here making pastry. Now, where's my Mac? Right. Dear old King's Head, here I come. Right.
Miles!
Now, John, I wondered when someone was going to show up. I was running out of conversation with myself. Now, where are David and the others? Outside?
No, it's fallen through.
What?
The booze up.
Oh, splendid. I suppose David's car's packed up.
No, he's using it to take some bird back to his flat for supper.
Well, isn't that typical? So when do we go down to the East End? Tomorrow?
I doubt it. David says he's onto an easy wicket. Don't expect to see him for a week.
A week? Well, I'm not waiting for him. Now, what'll you have?
I'm on my way to see Monica, thanks, Mars.
But look, we can go down by tube.
Yes, but the others backed up when they heard about David, so I rang Monica. I'm on my way. I just popped in to tell you. See you tomorrow.
Tomorrow night?
Depends on Monica.
Hello, George.
Hello, John O'Man.
Yes, where are you going?
Exploring.
Exploring?
What are you talking about? Where are the others?
Others?
Well, David, Brian, everybody. I mean, what do you mean? We're going on a pub crawl, aren't we?
No. I'm sorry, George. You said you weren't interested, or I'd have rung you. David's car's broken down, so we've postponed it till tomorrow night.
Tomorrow? Oh, blimey, I don't think I'll be able to make that.
Really? Well, hold out your arms and put your wrists
now,
together.
Don't start all that again. I've had quite enough of that. I'm here, aren't I? I mean, so what are we all doing instead? I mean, we don't need transport. We can whoop it up in Chelsea or something. What time are the others coming?
Well, it was a bit of luck, actually, because I wanted to see that bird again. You know, the one I met in the cafe this morning. So I'm afraid it's my fault. I said, let's call it off till tomorrow.
Oh.
Well, sorry, old man. Yeah, what do you have?
Well, I mean, you haven't time, neither.
Yeah, when was I afraid to keep a bird waiting? Pint?
Thanks.
Two pints, please.
Right.
A shame about tonight, though, when you've made the effort.
It wasn't any effort?
No. Well, I've always heard the average little wife doesn't take too kindly to her plans being thwarted.
Look, it wasn't her plan, it was my plan. I suggested the pictures. I mean, I don't know what nimini-pimini husbands you've been associating with, but I can tell you categorically that I am master in my own house, thank heavens. And, you know, when you, I remember what you said. You said, I can go to the pictures any night. I thought, well, Miles has got a point there. So when I got home, I said, darling, I've changed my mind about the pictures. I think I'll go out and meet the boys. And, she said, right, darling, right. You do whatever you want, you know. I mean,
She said, do you want to go now or will you have your supper first? And I said, well, darling, you know, you don't have to worry about supper. I can get a snack at the pub. And she said, no, well, it's ready. She said, it's ready. I can serve up now. And you know what she cooked me? Steak and kidney pie, old man. The best I've ever tasted. Lovely brown crust.
Oh.
Best crust in the world, my dear fella. The old meat melting in you, the old mouth. Green peas, new potatoes.
Cheese sandwich, please, Bert.
Cheese sandwich.
Oh, I wouldn't go back to the old day for a pension, mate. For standing in here, nibbling at a dreary old cheese sandwich that's curling up at the edges.
Do you mind, mate?
Sorry. Anyway, I mean, you tuck it away, and at the end of the evening, you're starving again. So what do? You go back to your digs and make yourself a Welsh rabbit. And you're up all night with indigestion or nightmares. Oh, and I wouldn't swap that for the thrill of coming back to your own home, opening the door. What's burning? A cooking? And there she is, your little wife, running out of the kitchen in a frilly apron, taking your coat, making you sit down, bringing your slippers. Supper won't be long, darling. Well, can I do anything, darling? You know, lay the table? No, it's perfectly right, darling. It's all ready. You just sit down and read your paper. It's a wonderful feeling, you know, Miles. She has devoted most of the day to this moment, shopping for it, cooking for it, asking no more reward than the sound of your key in the lock and a glass of the evening paper when you can spare it.
Yes, you still can't come out with us tomorrow, can you?
I could if I wanted. We happen to be going out.
To the pictures?
To dinner. You see, that's something that happens when you're married, you know. You see, you get asked out to dinner parties. Bit of a change from those bottle do's I used to go with you in the old days. Everybody arriving with cooking sherry and spending most of the evening hunting around to see if anyone's been mug enough to bring half a bottle of gin. There's ash all over the peanuts. And everyone's trying to get off with the only pretty girl there.
Yes, all right.
But tomorrow night I'll be twisting my arm to have another Bloody Mary, mate. And we'll be sitting down to the old turtle soup and chicken in aspic.
All right. It's your round.
Oh, sorry, old man. Same again.
Yes.
Two pies, please. Like another cheese sandwich.
No.
No, they are rather filling, aren't they? Yes. Oh, by the way, you sure you've got time for a pint? Or would you rather have a short? I mean, you are a bit under orders, aren't you?
Look, I told you she can wait. And if she can't, there's always somebody else. Now, the world of birds is still my oyster, George, and I wouldn't swap that for a steak and kidney pie and someone darning my socks.
Right, well, I'd like to take your pick of the talent round here. Now, which would you go for? Go on, tell me. The one in the hat with cherries on it, or the one who keeps sneezing?
It doesn't arise, old man. I happen to have a date.
Yeah, but supposing you hadn't?
Well, I'll tell you, shall I? Just in case your little love nest ever crumbles.
Yes, do, Miles, do.
Now, go to any dance hall, you're knocked down by the rush.
Oh, who wants a wallflower?
Well, they live up to their names, George. They cling.
I'm sorry, Miles, old man, I am not tempted.
Or as the adverts say, go to the pictures.
Well, a girl can't be much cop if she's sitting by herself.
Yeah, don't you believe it? Just because she's on her own, it doesn't mean she's not spoken for. She's probably got a boyfriend. He's away for a few days. She's feeling lonely as hell. Now, why should she repulse a friendly stranger? Oh, she's married, and they've had a tiff. That's really like taking sweets from a baby.
What do you mean?
Well, it's psychological, you see, George. They think that by getting off with somebody else, they're taking it out on their husbands. Now, they don't tell their husbands, of course. Oh, well, some of them might, but I think most of them just store the experience away. A lovely, guilty secret which can be pulled out of the bag years later and still have an effect. Oh, rubbish.
Oh, yes.
When my hand steals through the darkness and my fingers brush some other fingers and they're not pulled away.
Yes, well, look, I mean, if you like strange types.
Well, nothing strange about them, old man. Average girlfriends, average wives, they're all vulnerable when they've had a tiff.
Yeah, well, look, I must be going, Miles.
I know what happened once. The old hand snaked out, encountered soft, yielding fingers. And there we were, happily entwined. And the man on our other side spoke to her. Only her husband. The first word they'd spoken since they'd had a row at supper.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll see you.
No, hurry, I'm not meeting her till 8.
No, but I thought we were all going down to the East End. I mean, if we're not, you know...
No, look, you haven't finished your drink.
Well, I'm hungry again. I think I'll go home and have another chunk of steak and kidney.
Oh, come on, one for old time's sake.
No, I'll see you tomorrow.
Night?
Night? No, in the office. I told you, we're going to our mother's.
Our mother's? Well, for Bloody Marys and chicken and aspic.
John?
Yes?
Kate.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Fine, thank you. John, is George with you?
No, he was in the King's Head earlier.
Yes, I looked in there.
With Miles?
Yes, he'd left too.
Have you tried, Miles?
Yes.
You sound a bit worried, Kate.
What? Do I? Oh, no, I've been out and I thought, you know, if he was with you, I'd join you.
Well, that's funny, because I asked him this morning to join us on a pub crawl and he said no thanks.
Yes, well, I gathered something was on. That's why I thought,
No, but it all fell through, you see.
What?
Tonight's due. We were banking on David's car, but he was rather banking on it himself.
Oh, I see.
I expect George will be back soon.
Yes. Oh, here he is now.
Oh, fine. Well, drop in the pub one evening.
Yes, I will.
Bye.
Oh. Oh, who are you ringing? Your mother or your lover?
Hello, George.
Hello. Enjoy the film?
Yes. Yes, it was very good.
Good.
Yes. What did you do?
What? Oh, I went to the pub and met up with the boys. Which film did you see?
They were all there, were they?
In the pub? Yes, it was like old times.
Good.
Hello. You don't usually have a snifter at this time of night.
No, I just felt like it.
Oh. Mind if I have a drop?
No, of course not.
Ta. Oh, well, cheers.
Cheers.
Oh. So, which film did you see?
Which film?
Yes.
George.
Hmm?
I've got a confession. I went to the Regal, but I hardly saw any of the picture. I left almost as soon as it started, and I've been sitting here all evening dying for you to come home.
Have you, darling?
Yes.
Well, it's very kind of you to tell me, darling, but you didn't have
to. Oh, yes, I did.
What?
Well, I was thinking, George, if we're not completely honest with each other now, what's it going to be like later on?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know, a little innocent dishonesty now could be the thin end of the wedge. In a few years' time, we might be inventing stories to cover up our little lapses.
Yes.
Never mind, all over now.
Yes.
And you had a good time, that's the main thing.
Yes.
Perhaps we ought to do it more often.
What?
Going out separately, like tonight.
Kate?
Yes, George?
I've got a confession, too.
Oh, darling, you needn't tell me if you don't want to.
No, I do want to. I want to. I couldn't bear the thought of us inventing stories.
No.
I went to 7 cinemas tonight to try and find you.
Did you, darling?
Yes. It cost me nearly 30 bob and I didn't see one film through.
Really, George?
Yes.
Oh, what a shame.
Well, no, actually, I'm rather glad in a way.
What about going to 7 cinemas?
Yes, well, I met Miles earlier, you see, bragging about that girlfriend he was off to meet.
Trying to make you jealous.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm glad I went, because as I was leaving the last cinema, there was Miles all by himself sucking a chalk ice in the back row.
No, but, George, you are wonderful to take it like this.
Oh, don't be silly. I mean, you left the cinema because of me.
Oh, not just because of you, darling.
What do you mean?
Well, a man sitting next to me started to kind of chat, you know, and it wasn't my sort of picture anyway, so I left.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I shouldn't have told you that bit.
Oh, don't be silly.
No, I shouldn't. Not after you've been through such a rotten evening, everything falling through.
Falling through?
What? Well, I mean, you didn't go with the boys.
No, no. No, I told them I'd rather be with you.
Did you, George?
Yes.
So they went off on the pub crawl without you?
Yes.
You gave it all up for me?
Yes. Shall we finish the bottle, darling?
George?
Yeah?
You know, I don't think you and I ever will be inventing stories to cover up little lapses.
Did you, darling? Well, why?
Because we're both such rotten liars.
In that episode of Marriage Lines with Richard Bryars and Fenella Scales as George and Kate Starley. Miles was played by Rodney Diak, John by David Morton, and Ozzy by David Graham. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.